You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The 2022 season is in the books. Let's take a look at the league leaders next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Thursday, October 6th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And let's scroll through some of these. The batting average leader, Jeff McNeil, narrowly beats out Freddie Freeman for the National League batting title. McNeil finishes with a .326 batting average. Luis Arraez captured the AL batting title with a .316 batting average, and he was one of six players with more walks and strikeouts this season. Qualified hitters, of course. Scott, I don't want to disparage what they did this year, because obviously a batting title is a tremendous honor, but for fantasy purposes, Jeff McNeil, Luis Arraez, they're kind of empty batting average in category leagues, and yeah, you know, they're solid in points leagues. But that's about it.
Yeah, they don't bring much power to the table. McNeil had a 20-homer season in the past, but nobody's counting on him for that kind of production anymore, and neither one of them is much of a base stealer either. So it's true. Now, I mean, they project for so much batting average that even in categories leagues, they'll deserve to be drafted to fill a middle infield spot or whatever. But
sure.
I just put together my top 20 at second base for next year. And they're ranked back-to-back since they're so similar. McNeil's 20th, Arraez is 21. At second base, a position that looks to be really weak next year. So that kind of gives you some idea the extent of their value, which isn't especially high. I do prefer McNeil over Arraez because better lineup. I think there's less platoon risk there. They're both left-handed hitters, and Arraez tends to sit some against lefties. Also, McNeil will have dual eligibility outfield as well as second base. Arraez will be first base in addition to second base. Outfield's more valuable. Mm-hmm.
Your home run leader was Aaron Judge. He finally got that 62nd home run on the second to last day of the season. Second was Kyle Schwarber, who led the National League with 46. Runs scored, no surprise. Aaron Judge, 133. Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman were tied for the National League lead with 117 runs scored each. RBI leader is tied as well. Aaron Judge and Pete Alonso both finished with 131. Stolen bases, John Birdie led all of baseball with 41 steals in just 102 games. But I don't know, Scott. Are we going to be excited about drafting John Birdie next year? I don't think he's a very good hitter. I think there's going to be more steals. So, again, while this is a great accomplishment, I'm not going to be very excited about John Birdie next season.
Yeah, well, I won't either. I wonder if others will, because he was such a distant first at stolen bases, and you project out 41 steals in just 102 games. Maybe he could be a 60-steal guy.
True.
Is what a lot of people will think. But he's not a good hitter. And there's no reason to believe he's going to play even 102 games next year, because there's no reason why the Marlins should treat him like an everyday player. Plus, as you point out, you say there's going to be more steals next year. You mean league-wide. You mean there's going to be more available. Mm-hmm. So is a specialist like Birdie going to be as worthwhile? I have my doubts, too. I do initially have him slotted 14th at second base, specifically for 5x5 leagues, for roto leagues. But it wouldn't surprise me if others took him even sooner than that.
Let's move over to pitching, where the ERA and WHIP leader were the same person. At the ripe age of 39, Justin Verlander, 1.75 ERA. He was the only qualified starting pitcher under a 2 ERA, and his WHIP was 0.83. Scott, when everything is done, the dust is settled, I think that Justin Verlander will turn out to be one of, if not the most impactful players in fantasy baseball this past season. Mid-round pick, goes on to win the AL Cy Young, comeback player of the year, whatever you want to say. I think he was on a lot of championship winning rosters this season.
Yeah, I'm putting together my fantasy awards for this past season. I'm doing it today. And spoiler alert, Justin Verlander, most valuable pitcher award.
Hard to argue with that. Your wins leader was Kyle Wright with 21. He was the only 20-game winner. Strikeout leader was Gerrit Cole with 257. However, he also led the American League with 33 home runs allowed. That was second behind only Josiah Gray for the league lead in home runs allowed among starting pitchers. Scott, we've talked about Gerrit Cole being part of, you know, this top seven or eight, which they all have the capability to finish as the SP1, but I think instead of him being drafted like the top pitcher, like he has been the past couple of years, he's going to be more like 5 through 7 for next year, at least in my
opinion. Yeah, probably be the back end of that group for me. This is two straight years with an ERA over 3.20. And this year specifically, 3.50. He was a net negative for ERA because of his vulnerability to the long ball. Did lead the majors in strikeouts. Of course, won 13 games. That's important. But it does seem like among the very tip-top tier at starting pitcher, Gerrit Cole is much more of an ERA risk. And for me, that's going to push him to the back of the group, even though he does have this long history of being regarded as, if not the top pitcher in fantasy, one of the top two or three.
Your saves leader. Last but not least, Emmanuel Clase finished with 42. He had just 7 saves through May. 34 from June 1st on. Fantastic season for Emmanuel Clase. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Saturday morning. Bye-bye.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.